To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live at Choctaw Casino and Resort in Durant, Oklahoma. And everything is happening here and on our station today. Gavin Dawson, Lucius Alexander are going to be holding it down here from 2 to 4. While at the same time, the rest of the G-Bag Nation has everything ready to go back from the studios to get you amped up for Cowboys Lions right here on 105.3 The Fan. And it is a game day, so Cowboys win because, Cowboys lose because. Who would like to kick it off?
I'll kick things off, Alec, if that's okay with you, man.
Of course.
There you go. Cowboys win because they are able to hold the center of Detroit's universe in check, and that is Jahmyr Gibbs.
Yep.
Jahmyr Gibbs is the cow. He's everything that starts their offense. Play action. You have to limit yourself as a defender on the front line because you can't just say I'm going to go blow past this offensive tackle and go get Jared Goff because Jahmyr Gibbs could run right by you. And so if the Cowboys can contain him, they have the best chance to win. Make them one-dimensional. Put them in a situation where they have to say, you know what, we got to throw. Now Jared Goff's in back and passing, and he's not very mobile. Quinnen Williams on the – I'm telling you, go watch it before the game tonight if you get a chance. I mean, Tolo and watch at the same time. I don't know how you're going to do it, but good luck.
He figured it
but
out.
Go hear Quinnen Williams talking about, man, I would miss so many sacks against Patrick Mahomes there. He wants to make up for what he lost in that game. And all the rest of the guys were talking about it, too. So they all know. Clowney got his. And now they all want to go get theirs. So, yes, stop Jahmyr Gibbs, and you win this game.
Alec, what say you?
I actually like something that Corey said. And for me, Cowboys win because Jared Goff has to drop back more than 35 times in this game.
Ooh, I like it.
And if you look at some of the numbers, he typically doesn't win games where he's attempting more than 35 passes. There are a couple sprinkled in throughout here and there. But you see that the run game is, like Corey said, the center of their universe. In games where he is dropping back less than 30 times, they are pretty much perfect. I see maybe one loss where he attempted 29 passes against Kansas City. But other than that, they usually win games where their run game is working. Shocker. It almost goes to the hits and misses thing that Corey has been running for a couple years now. It's almost like he knows a thing or two. But there are opportunities to get after Jared Goff in this game, especially if you do what Corey mentioned. If you take away the run game from them, what have we been talking about all week? How beat up that offense is. Not only are they thin in the receiver room because Amon-Ra St. Brown is likely not going to play in this game. Sam LaPorta has been injured for most of the season now. But G-Bag was kind of joking yesterday about name a Lions receiver. You probably can't. And not only that, if you want to keep talking about injuries, both of their tackles are questionable for this game. Whether they play or not, they are going to be a little bit beat up. They're going to be a little bit unhealthy going into this game, and their offense is prolific whenever they're all healthy. Jared Goff, when he has elite protection, can look like an elite quarterback. he's probably not going to have that tonight. So take away their bread and butter, like Corey said, but if you make him drop back more than, I don't know, 35 times or so, you're going to win this game.
I don't want to discount David Montgomery in that conversation either because of what he's capable of, but you eliminate half of that running game and you're doing pretty good for yourself.
Yeah, and you know what? Honestly, I think I'm going to kind of go along with a lot of the same reasoning that y'all just had in terms of why the Cowboys win. And you just mentioned something right there, Alec. Questions about the tackles and questions that you've seen across the rest of the offensive line. Mine is one of Jared Goff's major weaknesses, his lack of pocket escapability, continues to get hammered tonight. So the interior of Detroit's line has not been good. You're just talking about you're concerned about the tackles as well. They, and you're right, Alec, they've been concerned about this all year. Tate Rutledge has he's come in there at right guard as a rookie and been meh. Mickey mentioned it earlier, Glasgow, he's failed to really replace or even come close to replacing Ragnow. So they already had issues there. And what has that led to? 20.2% of Jared Goff's dropbacks, he's been hit. Easily the highest of his Lions tenure. And that spells disaster.
Absolutely it does. No, I mean, he has to be upright. He not only is he not mobile, look how wiry that dude is, too.
Yeah.
He for him to have his feet set and planted is the way he throws. Kevin, he is the one that I would say, hey, kids, watch this guy throw the football. Mimic some of the things that he does because his accuracy is on point. You know I was a big fan of his coming out of the draft.
Right.
I would have loved to do something to go up and get him. We ended up getting Dak. I'm pretty okay with that right now. But what you saw with Jared Goff is his ability to dime you downfield, and that's what he does so well. So, yeah, man, you're right. If he's in the pocket and comfortable, it's not a good night for the Cowboys.
From the 2-1-4, Cowboys win because I'm serious, for real this time.
Swagalicious.
Jonathan Mingo has his breakout game with four catches for 26.
Hold on, is that the same person that used to send in the swag thing and now they just changed their...
I think it's a different person, but that's a good question.
Yeah.
From the 817, Cowboys win because CD and Pickens ball out. Cowboys lose because they can't stop the run. Oh, no. Cowboys tie. We don't have to do Cowboys tie because the roof collapses with snow and they call off the game. But nobody gets hurt.
That's
they said
terrifying.
Nobody gets hurt.
That's terrifying. Kevin, did I go with Cowboys win first?
Yes.
Darn it. I was supposed to use that as my lose. Can I change now to Cowboys win because Cowboys win because?
Yes.
So I'm doubling up on wins.
Yeah, I'm a little I'm confused and intrigued by your hypothesis.
Cowboys win because they have more than one bread and butter.
Okay. Yeah.
Their run game is effective. And I say effective, it's not the Lions' run game. It's too different. Like, the Lions are built on explosive plays. Javonte Williams will get you 3-6, 3-6, mafia, all day long, all right? He's going to get those for you.
What a timely reference.
Hey, there's some Tolos out there that are like, thank you, Corey. He'll get you that. But then once you think, okay, the Cowboys, this is a run situation, Schottenheimer goes, no, this is great for play action.
Right.
And, Kevin, you pointed out how effective play action's been the last, I think you started a couple weeks ago.
Absolutely.
You're just like, dude, this play action is amazing right now. And the way that they use their play action is so different. Go watch, I don't know, I told you this morning, go watch the Cooper Beebe breakdown that Dan Orlovsky's. I don't love Dan Orlovsky all the time. I thought this was smart because he pointed out.
I promise I'm not interpreting it as such.
He pointed out how Cooper Beebe, the athleticism to be able to get out to the outside and block on chip on the edge instead of saying, hey, we're going to keep a tight end in. Now I move my center, who has nobody in front of him, to the outside, and we've blown up the pocket because our guards are so damn good.
Yeah,
I can use my center as another option out there. So that's one thing. You do have the bread and butter. You've discussed it at length, the slant pass. I can go to that anytime I want to. And now I can do things off of it. And now that's helping out CeeDee Lamb, too, and Ferguson. So, Kevin, because of play action, because Brian Schottenheimer does not just put play action in motion in there for the sake of putting play action in motion in there, because he's actually using this effectively, Cowboys win tonight.
I think you'll get a kick out of this text from the 806. Cowboys win because the high-flying offense keeps going and they contain Gibbs. Cowboys lose because Dan Campbell literally runs on the field and tries to bite off Dak's kneecap.
Yeah, that wouldn't be a good thing. That wouldn't be a good thing for
I understand.
He'd probably be out of the league after that, right?
Well, see, and I was going to say, I understand that logic, and I think it is very humorous. I would think in that scenario, we would be gifted some sort of forfeit victory if the opposing coach.
I feel like that's a 15-yard personal.
I think that's a
15-yard penalty.
Man,
roughing the passer.
Okay.
They're like, what's the max we can do? He's been ejected, and then we assess a 15-yard penalty on first down.
You know what? I want to institute a new thing called a super penalty. With a super penalty, you're allowed once a game to throw out a different color flag that allows you to double the usual yardage.
That's ridiculous.
For a penalty.
I love it. It's just
ridiculous.
If Dan Campbell went out and bit Dak's kneecap, that should be assessed.
Okay.
I agree.
All right. Alec, do you have a Cowboys lose because?
Cowboys lose because, gentlemen, Dan Campbell does not bite off anybody's kneecaps, but he does run wild offensively in one specific area. The Lions are 0 for their last 7 on fourth down. If he gets gutsy and he starts running fourth down plays and they're converting on you, you're in trouble. That means it's going to lead to points because it's going to build confidence. They're 0 for their last 7. They haven't been good.
That's two games.
Yeah. They haven't been good at it, which is, Corey talks about bread and butter. That has been something that Dan Campbell, for better or for worse, has been known for. And we talked about it a lot yesterday, Kevin, you specifically did, about how their defense has not been as good as people expected.
No.
So Dan Campbell, I feel like in my mind, is cornered when it comes to his offense. It's really beat up right now. It's not perfect, but can he afford against a high-scoring offense to give the ball to his defense and trust them? No. So if he goes for it on fourth down and he finds early success in it, I think that's a way to lose the game.
Now, I think you guys are going to respect this level of fandom from the 713 Cowboys win because I haven't washed my game day shirt since the Philly game and the Cowboys lose because we're on the road.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, if it keeps the winds coming, you deal with that stink, right?
You smell that shirt up as much as you can.
Okay.
You get stains on it. You just let it ride, baby. Just like here at Chalk Top, baby. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Kevin, this morning I heard Sean and RJ and Bobby and Peyton's show. Sometimes Aiden. One time.
Us?
Sometimes us, too. And they were talking about Monday night's football game. And the effects of, Cowboys win tonight. Aren't you feeling pretty good watching that Monday night game? Like going, all right, you guys are about to lose.
Yes.
Jalen Carter is out.
Really?
After having a procedure on both. This is according to Adam Schefter. A procedure on both shoulders.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, he's now undergoing treatment for both shoulders. Will be considered week to week to return. He wanted to be close to 100% as possible for the playoff run. But, man, that would be a significant...
Okay.
Blow to that team for that Monday night game against the Chargers where I hear Herbert's in.
And think about, so he says.
Yeah, yes, yeah.
But think about that. He wants to be as close as possible to 100% for the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
We still have, what, 5 games?
You still got to get there, man.
And so that means he's hoping in 4.5 weeks he'll be 100%?
Yeah.
Well, let's just start to count backwards. Obviously out for Monday. Kind of sounds like maybe you wouldn't think he would be there the next week, and you've seen that defense can be wildly different without him.
Yes, absolutely. So, again, let's just kind of stacking things on top of each other right now, looking ahead a little bit. This is yet another reason. Look, the G-Bag always throws out desperate team theory. I think both of these teams are desperate.
Yeah.
The Cowboys, I think, kind of understand their situation and have the horses to go with it right now, which kind of really puts this playoff picture in perspective of what they can get to.
You know, we kind of talked about this player a little bit yesterday from the 6-8-2 Cowboys lose because Isaac Tesla has 10 catches for 150 yards and 3 touchdowns. I would also concede if that happens, you are going to lose that game.
Yeah, I don't want that to happen at all. And Broadus is right now.
His potential.
Yeah, this defense has been. It just does seem like this team will give up. Like, who was that guy?
Yeah.
Where did he come from?
It's kind of like the Rangers offense against pitchers this year. I'm like, that guy had like a 6 ERA coming into this game.
Or the Mavericks against some guy who has never had a season high or a career high, and they're like, tonight's the night, buddy.
Yeah,
for some reason, DFW likes to do that. The Cowboys can't have the mentality at all. Nobody gains an inch. It's remember the Titans kind of stuff. Just not this year's Titans.
Look, I hope the Detroit Lions remember those Titans and play just like that. For me, it's Cowboys lose because Sonic and Knuckles take over the game and grab all the golden rings. Look, they have both produced 50-plus yard rushing games the same game 15 times in their career.
They're good.
This is the part that's amazing to me. They have 50-plus scrimmage yards each in the same game 27 times. When they both score a touchdown in the same game, it's over. They've done it 14 times. They are 14-0.
Wow.
If you see both of them in the end zone, historically that says you are done. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, live from Choctaw Casino and Resort in Durant, we've got NFL Overreaction Reality, plus we'll fire up the Campus Connection. All of it happening next right here on The Fan.
Third and a very short one. And the snap to Mahomes. They give it a hunt, and he's knocked down short of the line. Holy cow, Sam Williams and Murray and Quinn and Williams came in and knocked him down short of the line.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 through The Fan, live from Choctaw in Durant, Oklahoma, where Corey is thinking about that watch party tonight at Bearded Monkey, and I'm thinking, how long can I gamble before my wife is concerned that I have not come home?
Yeah, you know what?
At least an hour, right?
Oh, and I have something in the car for you. I'm sorry I forgot it. I'll have to bring it to you on Friday.
Embassy Suites.
I think that what you could do, Kevin, here's what you could do. You could call her and say, hey, leave Noah.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With somebody, all right?
Whoever.
And get your butt up here now. And we're staying the night here. We're going to
go watch the game up here.
We're going to watch the game up here. Look at those screens, dude.
Yeah.
Those screens are amazing here at the Choctaw Sportsbook. So you can watch the game here, get yourself a room, hang out. You can say, hey, look, there's a spa right around the corner. You want to go have a spa? And she'll be like, I love spas. And you can be like, awesome, I'm going to gamble. And then you just have a good time, Kevin. I think this is a plan that I just created for you.
You know, I would love this. We don't usually, if ever, do this. I would love it if we did like a back-to-back remote here, because then I'd just be like, well, that's just
two-day remote at Choctaw.
Yeah, absolutely.
You hear that? You hear that, bosses?
But in the future,
we do
instead,
a full week remote.
We'll be at Taco Bueno tomorrow in Arlington, 5748 Southwest Green Oaks Boulevard. All right, NFL overreaction or reality? Overreaction or reality? You prefer watching the Cowboys play inside than in the snow? So it was snowing when the team charter got there yesterday. The high today in Detroit is 22. So overreaction or reality, you prefer watching this game inside than watching them play in the snow.
Like they get off the plane and they start throwing snowballs at
each other? No. Play the game. No, play the game.
Okay. Their best asset is their passing game and the physicality and speed of George Pickens. I think you get snow, you take that away. And it becomes who's the most mentally tough? And that's a fine thing. Nick Sirianni in the Hard Knocks special, he did say, he was like, look, I can't be physically tough anymore. I'm too old. He was like, but I can try to show mental toughness and try and provide that for the guys around the team. And so like it does come down to mental toughness when you're playing in snow and cold weather like that, because if you're just going to get a little more. I'm going to get a little more than you are on this play, and that's all you're hoping for. So, yes, inside, in a dome, where Dak can unleash the beasts of CeeDee Lamb and Ferguson and Pickens and do their thing? Absolutely, Kevin.
If it was the 2014 Cowboys, would you feel differently? You just give the ball to DeMarco.
That was a mentally tough team. That was a very mentally tough team. They never, ever gave up on anything. I will say this, though. I do think this is growing into a mentally tough team. I think it is becoming that for sure. But, man, that show they can put on in a dome right now, that's all. But watching a game in the snow when it's somebody else's team's playing, I think it's beautiful. It's one of the coolest-looking things on TV.
Alec, what say you?
It's a reality for me, Kevin, because I enjoy good football. It's as simple as that. Snow football is not good football. I am.
So you think it's like the romance of the first 10 minutes, and then you're like, this is stupid.
It's totally over-romanticized. I hate the whole, oh, it's football weather. No, it's not. You're putting people in danger. People in Kansas City are losing toes and fingers. Like, I don't want to see people hate their lives, and I'm going to hate my life if these teams suck at playing football. I want a shootout. Give me points.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. I like that level of enthusiasm right there.
It is kind of like going out and playing in the snow, though. You get out there in the first, like, 5 minutes, you're like, okay, that was good. Let's go back inside.
See,
Texas.
That's the way I feel about the beach, because I'm just like, and then I'm going to have sand everywhere, and I'm going to take off my
You go wash it off in the water, though. I'm okay. See, I that's your –
wash
you know
it
what,
off.
Kevin, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That's your feeling, not mine. That's not mine.
Overreaction to reality. The Indianapolis Colts and their fans should be panicking.
They should. First off,
that's so fast.
Yeah, well, because Corey said it a couple weeks ago, and it's come to fruition so far. And while Shane Steichen and them had a great plan to start this season and caught everybody off guard, the rest of the schedule is toughened up for them and doesn't sit well for what is not traditionally a great quarterback. He's had moments where everybody was like, whoa, Daniel Jones, baby. But right now, this team is declining. They're losing games. Their confidence level's down. And the one thing they really have to hang their hat on is Jonathan Taylor. Like, they do have that. But other than that, that's where their struggle is right now. And they got to find a way to bring that thing, swing that thing back around.
Alec, you agree?
I do agree. It's a sad reality because I really was enjoying watching them. It's weird.
Sure.
I did not expect them to be entertaining in a good way. I thought they were going to be kind of like Cleveland this year, where it was like, it's hilarious to watch and in all the worst ways possible. No, they've been entertaining, and they've been a very productive offense. That defense is stout. Like, everything has just been going their way, but at some point you are limited to the guys that you have on your team, and in this case, Daniel Jones. You are limited to the best of his ability, and at some point you can get as much as you possibly can get out of a guy like that. The league is going to catch up at some point. Those guys watch tape. Those guys practice too, and they're going to figure things out because, I mean, for Daniel Jones, it has been kind of simplified for him in that offense. They just did a great job of simplifying it for him too. And yeah. Now defenses are starting to kind of catch on to, oh, hey, they just simplified everything. Just stick to your keys and we'll figure it out.
Are you surprised that...
Alec nailed that, by the way.
Okay.
Nice work, dude.
Yes. Are you surprised more people don't continue to talk about the Seahawks then? Because it feels like they have a similar, like, I don't really think your quarterback is good, even despite what he did last year's story. But they seem to still be going pretty strong.
Now, I love Michael Pittman. I think Michael Pittman's a really good receiver. Jackson Smith and Jigba is a different level.
He's been unbelievable this year.
Seattle did have a couple injuries, too, that and some questionables that I've been kind of concerned about. But I think one thing is Sam Darnold is a little bit of a notch above Daniel. And okay. So while simplifying it, they do some complicated stuff in Seattle too, and they have a couple of different running backs they feel very strongly about. I see where you're going with that. I think that Sam Darnold, when you get to playoff caliber and all the teams are good, that's when Sam Darnold appears, the other Sam Darnold appears. And that's where I think that you stand with that.
NFL overreaction or reality, Shedeur Sanders can show enough the rest of the season to convince the Browns not to draft a quarterback.
The Browns, that's what they love to do. They love drafting
Man,
quarterbacks.
Man, do they ever.
So,
it's their favorite thing to
do.
Yeah,
it is their favorite thing to do. I think, 47 in the last 45 presidents?
Yeah.
So I say that because. Now, Kevin, I think Shedeur Sanders has the love of the city.
What do you suppose that is?
I hear the crowd. Now, when they turn on him, that's a problem. But,
I'm not disputing that part.
They got his jerseys all. Everybody's wearing his jerseys in those stands.
Why did nobody ever support the guy who got drafted higher?
Because they didn't want him.
Okay.
They heard Alec. they heard Alec all once right, he was Alec. Drafted. They were like, he was like, what the hell are they doing? And they were like, you know what? That Alec kid is right.
Okay.
He's got red hair, orange. Orange is our color. I don't know where I was trying to go with that comparison there.
I was excited to see where it ended up.
But I think that Shedeur comes with a celebrity, and I think that's the first. They knew the name. They knew his dad, and so they immediately were like, "All right."
How'd it work out the last time they had a celebrity quarterback?
Deshaun Watt, was he one?
Johnny Football.
Oh yeah, Johnny Football. Different problems for sure.
Yeah.
But I think that because of the celebrity part of it, they're like, "We want that guy
okay.
to work out."
All right, Alec. What's
you? But hold on, you said he'll do it. That's. I think if he has the people in the city. I don't think the front office cares.
Okay, well, you only have five games left.
Yeah.
So, Alec, overreaction reality. In those games, he can do enough to convince the Browns not to draft a quarterback.
I'm going to go reality. I think he can. I don't know if that's up to him, though, because it's a bit, and it's funny that they love to draft quarterbacks, but it's going to be really tempting with that premium pick to take one. And knowing how bad that team is at drafting, I think they're going to panic and take a quarterback. But I do think they're going to show enough. And, heck, he might even win another game. Like, he might actually win another game. And I think he is going to show that as the weeks go along, like, hey, reminder, I was working with the third team every week in practice until about,
right.
3 weeks ago. So I'm just now getting to work with the frontline guys. I do wonder, though, with Deshaun Watson's window getting opened, I wonder if they kind of shorten his leash a little bit and say, look, we're paying this guy. We may as well go ahead and say that the rookie quarterback doesn't have as long of a leash because we've got a guy that we're paying way too much money, and we kind of want to see if we can get him off of our team. And I like what Bobby said this morning. He said if you play Deshaun Watson one game and he looks okay, his value is back to somebody. There, like Broadus always says, there's that one idiot that will take the swing.
Yeah.
I think that might be the direction they go. So I think it's out of his hands, but yes, he can. He definitely can.
NFL overreaction or reality, Derrick Henry isn't properly appreciated.
Okay, why not?
So I was looking at just a couple of different numbers. He has a touchdown in 84 different games, including the playoffs. That's the fifth most of all time. People ahead of him, Emmitt Smith, Marcus Allen, LaDainian Tomlinson, and Adrian Peterson. And then he became the second player ever to have 10-plus rushing touchdowns in eight consecutive seasons, along with LaDainian Tomlinson. It feels like, I guess just to me, that people are like, oh, yeah, no, he's good. But they don't, like, maybe properly appreciate that this is going to be like a no-brainer Hall of Famer who continues to move his way up in key categories.
Did he have 2,027 yards 1 year rushing? Is that number correct there, Kevin?
I think that is correct. I'll go.
He wasn't
check,
even
though.
Considered for MVP that season. He was AP first team, AP Offensive Player of the Year, but not considered for MVP.
Yeah.
And he has 1 year where he was ninth in MVP voting.
Yikes.
And he's had 1,900 yards, not even considered for...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
MVP. Kevin, and you look at those touchdown numbers, yeah, double-digit touchdowns since 2018. I think I'm kind of – it's because, A, he was playing in Tennessee for a long time, and people just did not care about Tennessee. And now I think because Lamar Jackson is not practicing today, by the way, so that's
I've got one more question then.
But I think with that, you know, there's like, oh, he's just ancillary to Lamar in Baltimore.
And with the MVP voting, it's weird in the NFL because, like, that year only three people got votes.
Whatever.
And so, like, theoretically, he could have been fourth.
He should have gotten votes.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
And hence the crux of my argument.
Yeah, no, I think you're right, man. Just looking at his numbers, looking at what he's compiled all this time, the amount of attempts that he gets on a yearly basis – I think you're right, man. I think he's under respected in the NFL. Do you think it's because he doesn't receive? He's not a big time receiver, and I say that because he has like four receiving touchdowns in his career. He's not a McCaffrey. He's not one of the Marshall Faulk type.
Believe it or not, I think it's because he doesn't have a big personality in
the media.
But
he's got the State Farm commercials.
That is true.
Where he's pushing the whole front living room. On the sled.
Maybe that's going to change now.
He needs more of those.
Alec, what say you?
It's a total reality for me, Kevin, because I think it is tough in the situation that he's in now because he's playing next to a multi-time MVP, which is always going to be difficult. But the whole narrative about the smaller market cities and everything is true. He did incredible work in Tennessee, and it didn't get appreciated whatsoever. And something that I think people kind of gloss over as well is for the position he plays, he has been incredibly healthy throughout his career. He's like the NFL's Mikal Bridges at this point, where it feels like he's available every single week. And he's one of those guys that if something was wrong, he wouldn't let you know, because he'd still go out there and rush for 125 yards and a touchdown. Like, you would never know. And the work he puts in, he spends a lot of time in the offseason training here in DFW. Like, you just look at his social media feeds and see how addicted he is to this game and keeping his body in that insane condition. He's one of the most talented and committed NFL players of this generation.
Now, Alec, if you can go ahead and give me cut number 9, we're going to bring in Carter Freeman because it is time for the Campus Connection.
Mendoza going for it all. And it's caught. Charlie Becker finds the end zone. Touchdown, Hoosiers.
Howdy, howdy, Carter Freeman. We're almost to championship weekend. How excited are you?
I'm super excited, guys. Looks like you're having a lot of fun out there at Choctaw. And did you get my text? I had some pretty big ideas I wanted to bring to the show.
Yeah, I'm not reading that text about your casting potential, but
that was a really
obviously
email I got.
I thought it was hilarious.
It is hilarious. I'm
and
proud of you.
If you come to Choctaw, if you come see us tomorrow at Taco Bueno, we can definitely share that. Perhaps not suitable for on air. Now, I want to go to the Big 12 first, but perhaps the two biggest games of the weekend nationally will both be right here on 105.3 The Fan. SEC Championship, Georgia and Alabama, coverage starts at 2:30, and then Indiana, Ohio State, two undefeated teams. What we've been pretty much waiting for all year, coverage for that game will start at 6:45 right here on The Fan. But I wanted to start with the Big 12 because of obviously a lot of local interest. We've talked about this a lot, and I think we're all on the same page. Do you think Texas Tech is in no matter what, and do you to the playoff? And do you think the only way BYU makes it is if they win?
I think both of those statements are true. And I look at Texas Tech, and they've beaten BYU. They've beaten Utah, two ranked teams. They're currently number 4 in the CFP poll. I think just looking at them outside of their one loss at Arizona State when they didn't have their starting quarterback, and a game that they led in the final minute, too. They just lost that game at the very end. Every other game, Texas Tech has won by 3 or more touchdowns. That's how good they've been. Like, they are operating on a level that's more similar to the best of the SEC or the Big Ten as opposed to the rest of their conference. They do seem like they're on a higher level. So in my mind, yes, they are a lock if they, no matter win or lose. But BYU, just the way that the bracket is set up right now or the rankings, they have to win because they're 11.
Yeah.
They're the first team out. And so unless Alabama loses by 50 to Georgia, then you could get a conversation. But if they, you're really looking at, like, the committee doesn't look at them as they're a team in right now. But if they beat Texas Tech, or avenge their one regular season loss, that's obviously going to put them in. But right now, the committee doesn't look at BYU like they're one of the teams that should be in right now for whatever reason.
Okay, and it feels like the situation is decidedly different in the SEC championship, where I think both of those teams are going to make it. But I have, for the sake of argument, been trying to navigate and figure out the path if Texas were to make it in. And so I want to start with Alabama. You need Georgia to annihilate Alabama to bump them out. But what does that look like to you? And do you think that's even possible? Like, are we talking about, like, they need to lose by 28 points? How do you view that in terms of the playoff?
As far as Texas making it in, is what you're asking?
And as far as what Alabama would have to lose by to maybe get bumped out?
I think you start with 4 touchdowns.
Okay.
And then you'd have to look at, it would be Alabama, who played an extra game and lost it, going up against Miami, right? And you'd have a common data point. Both of them played at Florida State, and Alabama lost, and Miami won. So you get ticky-tack at that point. But I bring up Miami because right now they're ranked in front of Texas. And so the committee already looks at them as they are, you know, above them. And if there's going to be some shuffling towards the bottom of the rankings, I just don't think Texas has a chance right now. And it's just, even if
they
do.
Let me pause you on that, Carter. Okay. Let me see if you agree with the notes that I wrote for their path in. You would need Georgia to annihilate Alabama.
Yep.
You would need BYU to lose, potentially handily, to Texas Tech. And then you would have to keep campaigning to hope you could jump over Miami.
All that to go on the road, in which Texas is 2-3 in their road games this year. And those wins are overtime wins over two of the four worst teams in the SEC. So even if they do, even if there's a big change of heart and the committee rethinks things over these next couple of days, Texas's path is to go on the road to, it could be A&M, it could be Ole Miss, it would be another SEC program, where this Texas team has not shown they can go on the road and be competitive, be the dominant force that we saw last year, or the dominant force that they've been at home. So it's just, it's a tough path, and like I said, Miami's already in front of them. So the committee is already looking at them as they are the team that would most likely slide in. And then you would get the debate of, if they're right next to Notre Dame, why would they not swap them? Because you've finally gotten them back-to-back in the rankings. And at that point, you finally can say, yes, Miami beat Notre Dame. So Miami should be ranked in front of them, like they maybe should have been this entire time.
Now, I know a lot of folks listening, I know Corey wants to discuss this.
Go Mean Green!
Well, let's, one more question before we get...
Don't be a hater.
I'm not trying to be a hater.
Don't be mean.
But 1-2 right here on 105.3 The Fan. It's the game we've all wanted to see throughout the year. We've talked about the implication of this game. What about your breakdown for the game? How do you see Indiana-Ohio State playing out?
Well, I'd look at this as, I think if you're Indiana, you're going to be the clear underdog. Ohio State's been one the entire season. They're allowing less than 8 points a game for good reason. Ohio State hasn't been challenged since week one when they beat Texas, right? I think pretty much every other game that Ohio State has played since then, and you can maybe say a little bit at the beginning of the Michigan game, but it didn't really look like they were, the teams they were playing were on the same field as them.
Right.
Like the same competition level. Indiana's gone through that a little bit with their Penn State game, where they had to do the, you know, fire drill drive at the end of the game to win. You had that crazy touchdown catch in Happy Valley to keep them undefeated. I think Indiana's been through a little more adversity this season. And look, this Indiana team's better than the one last year. Like, both these Indiana last year and this year haven't played the top of the Big Ten schedule, but they've still continued to kick the crap out of them. And this year you saw Indiana go to Oregon and pick up a huge – Oregon's only loss, right? That's a huge win for Indiana, so they've proven they can do that now. So I don't think this moment is going to be as big for them as it was last year when they went to Ohio State and got blasted. Like, and you've got probably the Heisman leader in Fernando Mendoza as the guy leading you into that. I don't think Indiana is going to be this. I understand there might be a talent disparity between Ohio State and Indiana, but Indiana is undefeated for a reason. And they've gone through it a little more recently than Ohio State. I think that could play into their favor.
All right, Corey.
I'm curious about something, if you don't mind. When it comes to the college football playoff, how often do these guys, the voting committee, how often are they trying to say, we got to make sure that we have some good close games and that none of these are going to be blowouts? Because there have been blowouts. We've seen it happen.
Sure.
How much of an importance is that, or is it trying to appease certain groups? What is it when it comes to, and is it different every year, does it feel like?
See, that's a good question, and Carter, I'm going to throw it over to you as well on this, because I get what, like, your mission should be, but I keep thinking about,
the,
like,
mission can it feels like it could change a lot, too.
Sure.
Based on, like, you know what, that didn't work last year, we're still trying to figure, but at the same time, it feels like whoever's in charge or whoever the people are that are voting also have a lot of say in what's more important: entertainment, good game,
okay,
finding the best, you know, team out of it all.
And see, and Carter, I think that's where I fall in terms of, I think there are other things at play that the committee maybe sometimes considers or listens to, lobbying, as opposed to, these are the guidelines we have created and they're not going to change and these are the best teams.
What I would give to be a fly on the wall in the selection room at the Gaylord Texan over in Grapevine, just to understand what exactly they go through, because they mention all these data points, but they never go into specifics about which ones weigh more heavily into their,
right,
their ranking process, right? And it seems like year over year, the most important thing changes. Like this year, it's all been about quality losses, right? That's how Notre Dame has been buoyed as they've beaten up on bad teams over the last, you know, 10 or so weeks of the season. But because they lost close to some really good teams, they're like, okay, they can compete with them. They just didn't beat them. So it's like sometimes, like, and then you have Miami sitting there who beat that very same Notre Dame team, and they're not up there, like, because their losses are worse, right? So every year it seems like they change exactly what it is. But I also question them saying, we don't look at rematches in the CFP. Like, we don't consider that. I think they kind of do. Because look at this last two, these last rankings. Alabama beat a, you know, mediocre Auburn team, and they jumped them over Notre Dame, who beat a really bad Stanford team. It's not like either of those loss wins for those teams really should have changed anything, but they jumped Alabama up a spot. And I think the reason they did that is so if Alabama loses the SEC title game, they can just drop them back down to 10, because if they're the 9 seed, they would play Oklahoma right now. And that's a regular season matchup. And I know they say they don't care about that, but I think they do.
Good. Now that, to the main helped. Event.
It didn't really answer, because there is no true answer, but it was a really great conversation there. I appreciate for a college football dummy like me.
Do you want to get to the main event that is North Texas?
Because I do feel like college football is a lot of politics, Kevin.
It is.
I agree.
Yeah, whereas I think the NFL is, I mean, like, it's pretty straight, you know, cut and dry regarding, like, who's getting in.
Yeah.
That's why college is so fun, is because it's about arguing with your friends about who you think is better and getting mad at a bunch of, you know, ADs who may or may not watch all the games on what they think, and they're in charge of this whole stuff, right?
And then if we could just have Kevin in that room going, better, then we would know, all right? We
see,
would have
that's the real answers. Way to figure this out. We need an Are You Better college football playoff segment.
And I think that's why I would fail in that room and fail as a politician, because I'd be like, well, look, that's a stupid argument. And then I would
no
like...
No teams are in, and you're like, oh, darn it, sorry, guys. I was like, I actually decided the winner. It was this team, so just go ahead and run them out there.
So that would be a bad idea. All right, North Texas on the road. 2.5-point favorite into their conference championship. And we live in a world, and I know we talked about this some on Tuesday, where North Texas wins and they're going to the college football playoff. How do you see that game breaking down?
This game or the college football playoff game that they're going
to
play?
Well, we'll get to that at the appropriate time.
Carter, you tell me.
Let's get this win first. And look, UNT might not even be the very last team in. They could be the 11th seed, because the way that if Duke wins the ACC, there's no guarantee they're going to go to the playoff. Like, James Madison is going to be behind you if they win the Sun Belt. So you could be looking at the 11th seed instead of the 12th seed, which could change where you end up going. But look, UNT has been a wagon this entire season on offense. They, as any good air raid offense does, they pass the ball great, but they have a great running back room too, and that's been a big part of the attack. Is they just constantly find ways to move the ball down the field. And Tulane has shown at times. I mean, they went and got blown out at UTSA, and that's not a good UTSA team this year. They're susceptible to stuff like that. They had a very close win against Memphis on the road, who's a good Group of Five team, but I think UNT is a better one, and I think it shows that they're a favorite here on the road in this game. And it is still crazy to me, as I sit in our studio and look at the UNT flag right across from me, that they are going to be, the Mean Green are going to be in a primetime slot on ABC on a Friday night. All of the country is going to get to watch them on this national stage, and things are going to change once the season's over, but I'm still like, enjoy this while it happens. Like, UNT has a great shot to go to the CFP. That is a sentence, if you told me that 5 years ago, I would have said, give me the crack you're smoking, because I want to try it, because that sounds insane. And here we are. They have a very real shot to do that.
And quite honestly, 5 years from now, same thing. You would give in the next 5 years, you have no clue with this college.
Sure.
Because this is one of those once-in-a-blue-moon kind of things that could happen for you. You got the right quarterback, the right coach, and now he's gone. And you have no clue what this team's going to look like next year. And hopefully you get that team to the next coach to recruit and have a good run there. But you never know. So like Carter just said, for this, enjoy this moment for sure.
And I do want to say Neil Brown is going to be UNT's next head coach. They announced that hire earlier this week. Former West Virginia head coach, former Troy head coach. I understand you look at the West Virginia record. It's not great. What he did at Troy, winning Sun Belt titles consistently and being one of the best Group of Five programs, that's what you want UNT to be. because Neil Brown isn't going to be a name like Eric Morris, where he's this up-and-comer who's eventually going to get one of these bigger jobs. I think Neil Brown's a guy who can really continue to raise the floor of what UNT football is, because the first 2 years with Eric Morris, they were 6-7 both years. I know, funny meme, but they were just kind of mediocre, right? So if Neil Brown can take them to that level and just continue to push it up little by little, maybe get a season like this every once in a while, like, that's going to continue to raise the profile of what UNT can be. So, like, Neil Brown's not the sexiest name, but he's a guy that can get the job done, I think.
And then the extension for Joey McGuire and the...
That's huge.
And then the impending departure for the Aggies, seemingly at times maligned offensive coordinator to Kansas State.
Yeah, Colin Klein's going to go back to his alma mater, to up to K-State. I remember that was my second game as a student at Oklahoma, was him and Kansas State coming into Norman and knocking off the Sooners. So, but the offense at A&M's been good. I mean, maybe at times, like, yeah, you're a little frustrated with it, but I think on the whole, he's been a good coordinator there, and he was coordinator at K-State before that. But he'll stick around for the playoff, however long that lasts for A&M. You will continue that along, and you're not going to be he's not going to Lane Kiffin this thing. So I think the operation is going to be nice and smooth going forward. But yeah, that'll be a good homecoming for him.
Well, we appreciate the info. As always, we miss you at the casino. We will catch up with you later.
Yep, Fan University, 9 to noon this Saturday. We got all the big – look, it's conference championship weekend. I don't know what more I need to say. We're going to preview every big game, do all our usual segments, and have a ton of fun. The season's – you know, the regular season's almost over, but we got bowl games and all that coming up later. So tune in, 9 to noon this Saturday here on The Fan.
Man, that means you guys are like the pre-pregame show to the SEC championship.
Pre-pre-pregame, exactly. However many pre's you want to throw in there.
Whoa.
And by the way, should I take it you will be at the first ever Xbox Bowl?
I saw that. I am crafting up the email to Tim Collins to get me a media credential for that. I want to be there. That's not the Frisco Football Classic like we had a couple years ago, just a random one they made, but I want to go.
There you go. Carter Freeman, Fan University, right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, time for the C Block.
Hey, how do you keep things rolling when things are going hot? We do it next on The Fan.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.